The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
Welcome back to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts, Ryan Price, Zach Thompson, Isaac Minor, and Michelle Frank.
I mean, we could have said that, yeah.
I mean, you told me to open, so I opened.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's
fair. Down to Ryan Price.
What did we do today? Yesterday?
We played a little bit of Hide, a little bit of Seek, you know what I'm saying?
A little bit of both. That's kind of how I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like hiding and seeking.
It was a lot cooler than it sounds, guys, I promise. So Ryan introduced this game. Ryan, I prefer... Yeah, it's just called Hide and Seek.
Never played that before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm actually kind of a hide and seek pro, you know, back in my elementary days.
Dude, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's why...
Hide and Seek was looking a fire game as a kid.
Oh, it was the best.
But this hide and seek that we played yesterday was more fun. If you have ever... seeing the YouTube channel Jetlag the Game, you'll know what we were playing. Basically, I highly recommend you guys go watch it because you'll understand more of what we're doing if you just watch their channel. But basically, they basically play games, but like the world is their board, basically. So one of the big games that they play is hide and seek across like countries. So they just did hide and seek across the UK, and it was pretty fire. But they made an at-home game that you can play at home because people wanted to play the games at home. So basically, if you're watching on the YouTube, you can see I have it in studio.
High quality.
Yeah. Basically, the way it works is one team is seekers and one team is hiders, and you're together. And basically, the hiders hide somewhere in Toronto. So we did it all across Toronto based on a... like a subway station or a GO train station. And basically, the seekers ask questions to the hiders and they have to answer truthfully. And there are like, there's certain questions you can ask, and those would give the hiders have a deck of cards that they pull from, and that gives curses and time bonuses and stuff like that to slow the seekers down. And basically, it was... whoever could find the other team faster won.
Yeah, so it's a lot like hide and seek if you think about it.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Like hiders and seekers.
Hide and seek with questions and curses.
Hide and seek for big boys.
That's actually a good way of putting it.
Hide and seek for big boys.
It's big boy hide and seek, and we are huge. We are
huge,
so
humongous.
Absolutely massive.
We are massive.
Big men.
But
sorry.
Insert Mish picture at Domino's.
insert me. No, but me. But there's like a filter that makes me look fatter. You know.
We don't need a filter for that.
Oh.
So how did you become big and round yesterday?
How did I become big and round yesterday? Well, I just had so many opportunities to eat because Zach and I were hiding first, obviously, right?
Should we run it back from the beginning?
Oh yeah, let's run it back from the beginning. Okay, so in the beginning.
There was
God. Day
God
one.
Yeah.
Okay, fast forward, I don't know.
A little bit,
right?
Yeah.
We meet up at Bay Station.
Yeah.
Because we were going to meet up at Union, but then we realized that GO trains were actually in play, and that would be way too overpowered to be right next to the GO trains.
Yeah.
So we met up at Bay Station, and we flipped a coin to see who would be hiding first and who would be seeking first. And Zach and I were hiding first.
Oh, yeah. We were hiding big time.
Mm-hmm. And we were actually talking about this before. So we already had our hiding spot like set up. But we told
Zach
and Ryan that we didn't have our hiding spot set up so that they would think that we were unprepared. So that they'd be like, oh, this is going to be so easy. They don't even know where they're going. You know what I'm saying?
Psychological manipulation.
I think this whole game was just about psychological manipulation. Because it's
basically
hide and seek, but for big boys. And big boys manipulate each other. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, After that, we kind of just like ran to the station because we had to leave exactly then to make it to our area in time.
Yeah, so right. Hiders had 1 hour on the dot, 1 hour to exactly. hide, and we got to our hiding spot exactly at the turn of the hour. Mm-hmm. It was, like, that close. Like, I mean, I don't even know what we would have done if, like, the bus... I think we would have had to have anyways gone to the hiding spot.
Yeah,
because... But it made it more intense, though, that we just got there on the hour, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, basically, me and Isak, we started seeking first. So, we're at base station, and I came into it knowing a pretty decent strategy of how to knock down the board early game. So, we used a thermometer, which is like a hotter, colder type thing, to knock out about half the map. And then I used a question about, are you closer or further to the nearest coastline, which knocked out another, like, the lower half of the map. And then we also asked the, like, send a photo of your train platform. Because yep. a lot of, I thought it was going to be really useful because, like, a lot of train platforms in Toronto are very similar.
Mm-hmm. True.
So that was my thought with it. It should have helped us in, like, when looking back on it, I should have known more of where it should have been, but mm-hmm. we didn't, so, yeah.
Yeah, so Ryan automatically, like, cut the map into, like, a fourth of what we were, like, supposed to work with. So that's really good. So we were working with a little bit of line one, the, like, northeast side of line two and line five, and a little bit of line four.
But, like, all of line
all
four.
All of line four.
Yeah. Yeah, actually all of line four. Line four is only, like, four five. Stops. Five stops. Stops. Four or five stops.
And
yeah.
we wrote it three times that day.
Yeah.
Nice.
We fumbled nice. A lot. We fumbled a lot.
Well, that's just part of the psychological warfare, yeah. if you think about yeah. it. Because me personally, I would not be able to survive being on line four that many times, you know? Like, that's just a difficult...
It's actually a lot faster than I was expecting, but...
It's also only, like, five stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's... Yeah. No, you're right. But what is it? No, what am I trying to say right now? We hit in, like, a totally, like, far-off spot, though. That's the thing. So, even though Ryan was able to cut off... you know, the west side of Toronto and, like, the lower side, we were in the top east side, like, basically as northeast as we could.
Basically, I think the reason that me and Isak fumbled so hard was I went into it thinking no one was actually going to hide in the GO train because I didn't really think it was possible to get to a GO station, actually catch a line that would take you somewhere useful. I was proven wrong.
That's part of the psychological warfare because we knew that.
Going to GO train.
Yeah, we didn't even go on a GO train. We went to a GO station via bus. Yeah. So we just went on a bus.
We had to go on a GO train.
We were very scared. Basically an hour in, Ryan and Isak were at Don Mills at the end mm-hmm. of line four. And there is a bus that would have just taken them straight to us in 25 minutes. It would have actually been quicker than the path that we took. Mm. But they didn't realize that that was an option at that point yet. So they went all the way down to line five, which saved us probably like 2 hours or something. Yeah.
Because we didn't confirm that we were not on line five before because we used a veto card when they attempted to figure that out
mm-hmm.
before. Like, to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
before
a lot
they
of,
went up to line four.
I feel like a lot of listeners might not know what the different cards do. We're just saying, like, oh, yeah, we use, like, a veto to your
basically,
thermometer, you know what I'm saying?
They have a question book, right? And you can ask any of the questions, but just one time. That's the seeker, to figure out where the hiders are at. And then depending on what kind of question, the people who are hiding get to pick... out a card from this pack here and have it in a deck. They can have, what is it, five?
Five cards.
Five cards.
Time. Yeah.
I mean, there's some cards that lets them hold more, but up to five cards.
And these cards let the hiders do certain things to the seekers or have more time added to the end time.
Yeah. Like I said, like if you want to understand what we're doing more, just go on YouTube and look up Jet Lag the game.
It is actually very entertaining.
It will explain. It's very entertaining, definitely. Mm-hmm. It also just explains more. Well,
no, I low-key want to do this again, but in like a larger area. I feel like you want to just go larger and larger with it each time.
Bigger and bigger. We need to go to like a city that has a better and bigger
let's go to UK.
Transit system. Yeah, London or New York or Tokyo.
New York We could do that, but we might get stabbed. That's the issue.
True.
Zach and Mish were hiding at Asian Court Station, which was not connected. Our producer on the side is surprised about that. It's not connected any of the trans like subway system, so that was completely out of mine and Ryan's like mind, because we assumed it would just be the subway.
Yeah, your little tiny pea brain minds couldn't comprehend a ghost station.
So so we were at like probably Kennedy, and I'm gonna go use the bathroom, and I come out, and Ryan's like, I know exactly where they are. And at this point, Ryan and I are like tired, because like Ryan's like stumped, and if Ryan's
probably
stumped,
about three
I'm
and a half
stumped.
Hours in.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because. And Ryan was stumped because we look at all our, like, unless they're lying or they screwed up, like, one of their answers, like, they should be somewhere around here. And we were, like, he was on the right track. But if Ryan was stumped, I was stumped because I was basically just the kid Ryan was bringing around because Ryan knew the game back to front. So I was just there to, like, remind Ryan of, like, small details, or if he says something really stupid, I'd go, no, that's stupid. But Ryan knew the game better than I did. So I was like, okay. So I get out the bathroom and he goes, they're at Agent Court. I'm like, that's a ghost station. He's like, yep. So we have to go. So we have to wait like half an hour for a train, and then we go to you guys, and you guys are still super far. And as soon as you guys see us hit Asian Court, we get hit with a curse that makes us only walk straight or right. We cannot turn left. So Ryan and I have to do like a couple of loops, and we eventually, after like 40 minutes, we're able to walk to the left, and we eventually find you guys. And our time, I think your time was like 4 hours, like total times, like adding on was 4 hours, 44 minutes. And I think I gave you guys like 44 more seconds just to make it
no,
nice.
It was 4 hours, 44 minutes, and 40 seconds. But then you were like, oh, I'd rather just give you four extra seconds because that sounds better.
Yeah,
it does sound better.
It does.
I think it was like 4 hours, 20 something minutes actual time.
It was 4 hours, 17 minutes. And then we had 27 minutes of bonuses.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Which honestly helped a lot, but even still, like, nearly 4.5 hours, nearly 4:20.
Most of that time we just spent chilling in a park.
Yeah. And it was great weather, too. Right. Like,
yeah.
Yesterday
it was really
the
nice
best day.
Yesterday, yeah.
If we did it today, I would have actually, like,
I would have cried.
I would have
been bad.
I would have pissed myself. I would have cried. It would have been bad.
We could have hanged out in that Domino's.
Yeah, we would have, yeah. No, so basically, we have an area of 500 meters around the stations that we hide at. So Zach and I, even though Ryan and Isak were able to figure out what station we were at, we still had a lot of hiding opportunities, and we were able to hold off for another like 40 minutes or something, which helps a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
So after we finally found you guys, we then had the opportunity to start hiding, but we had to start from where you guys were.
Which was part of our strategy.
That was part of our evil scheme.
We couldn't go to about... probably two-thirds of the map because we just couldn't get there.
We just couldn't get there.
Because you were at a go station.
Whoa. No, because we knew that no matter what, if you went to the bus stop, if you went to the go station, it would be like a 5 or 10 minute walk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that already cuts the time that you have. And then we knew that like either bus that you could take was 30 minutes on top of that. Yep. So, yeah.
I was thinking about it last night and I was like, realistically, what could we have done to like... Because your strategy was once Ryan and I figured out, like, okay, this is the farthest we can get, and like, it's not like that too, like, too obvious. So we go to like the Lawrence station, and you guys immediately hit us while we're eating pizza. You immediately hit us with, are you within 10 kilometers?
Obvious and, question to ask.
Yeah.
Yes, obvious.
No,
yeah.
That's definitely.
Yeah. Because the way Ryan cut off like three quarters of the map was like using two to three cards. And in return, that still gave you guys like cards to use against us. You guys just had to use one and you knew like exactly. And we were just out of it. So there was only like five stops that like you could have like looked at.
Well, we kind of pre-planned it.
Yeah, we Zach and I, during the hour that you guys were hiding, were talking about this. We came to the conclusion that a 10-kilometer radius and then taking the bus down to Kennedy and doing a thermometer to basically cut off, like, either, what is it? Like, we would either cut off the lower part of Toronto, which would cut off line 2 and 5 and, like, half of line 1, or we would cut off the upper part, which would cut off line 4, half of line 1, and line 6, you know? And because, what is it, Zach basically throughout the entire time was just checking different times, like, could they have gone to Shepherd West? Okay, no. Could they have gone to Line 6? Okay, no. Could they have gone here? No. Like, I mean, we basically didn't even have to ask as many questions as we needed to determine the stations. Yeah.
We already kind of knew that when we picked that station, but I was just like double checking to make sure that like...
And that's, there was a chance if the timing worked out. Like it was only like a 5 or 10 minute difference. Mm-hmm. Like they could have, if they had better timing, made it all the way to line 6.
If they took longer to find us,
they would have had
more of an advantage.
That's true.
Mm. Also like our bus was delayed. So, like, we were even slower, but it wouldn't have affected us at all. But
it might have given you, like, one or two extra stations to go to.
Maybe, yeah.
What was your, like, reason for picking the station you picked? Like, why did you pick that one?
I low-key don't really know. It was kind of just a random-ish decision because, like, I knew we could take a bus over to Don Mills and then take that over. And originally, we were just going to go on, like, line 4. But then I realized we could get a little bit farther.
Yeah.
And then I liked Lawrence because I thought the end game was going to be good because I found this tiny little park that I thought was going to be much better with more trees.
Yep.
We get there and there's like 2.
Yep.
Bro.
And it was so open. Yeah. And it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's not fantastic.
Yeah.
So and immediately right after like, I think you guys used like 1 or 2 cards and you guys were at Lawrence. And then you use, are you within 1 kilometer? And it was like 1 hour in. So Ryan and I just look at each other and we're like, all right, I guess we're going home early.
Because we figured we narrowed you down to 2 stations while we were on like
on the train
when
line
when we got on line 2, we figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because
it was that or Lawrence or York Mills, and we decided to get off at Lawrence first because we thought that you would want to hide in a more suburban area opposed to York Mills, where it's pretty much just a big park kind of thing around it.
Even though I was thinking, like, York Mills could have been decent. I'd be interesting to see how the end game looked like in York Mills. But, I mean, Lawrence is a nicer spot to just hide it.
We would have, like, figured it out if our 1 kilometer radius didn't work, that you would have been at York Mills. Like,
it would have gotten us maybe 10 minutes.
But I mean, 10 minutes is still something. Like, we would have hit the 1 kilometer, then we would have gone to York Mills, hit a 500 meter radius.
You could have had more cards.
I was telling Zach, like, if they're not here, I genuinely don't know where they are. Like, if I don't know how, but if you somehow were able to go to like another station and we missed that, it would have probably added like so much time because we wouldn't have known.
Well, the thing is that like, they couldn't have made it to another station.
I was tempted. Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, the only way we could have like gone out of your grasp is if we Ubered. And I'm competitive, but I'm not competitive enough to pay for a $90 Uber just to get to line 6 to win.
Can you even do that?
No.
You can't
Uber's
do that?
Legal.
No. You have to use public transit.
The whole game is public transit.
That's crazy.
It literally says on the box.
So we were really stitched up from the start.
Played on public transit.
Yeah, because otherwise you would just Uber.
Uber is not public transit.
I'm just going to bring my car with me. And I'm just going to drive out of the city.
Wow. So we were really stitched up from the start. That sucks.
Yes.
Wow.
So that was my argument of why I didn't want GO Trains to be involved was because we asked 2 questions and narrowed it down to a quarter of the map. Mm-hmm. You guys asked 2 questions and narrowed it down to 2 stations.
Yeah.
Yes.
And ironically enough, I think Zach was the biggest advocate for adding ghost stations.
I was actually. So that's I thought you would have been able to figure me out quicker.
I didn't want GO Trains.
Zach was the only one wanting GO Trains. We can see why.
I actually remember sitting in our living room with Ryan. I think Isaac was there as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, look, we could go on this line and go into Scarborough. And that's exactly where we were.
That's crazy. No, I didn't know that GO Trains were in play until you said it on the group chat. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, of course you think so.
Yeah, I mean,
if we limited it to just subways, we could have gone so much farther no matter where we were.
As soon as you guys got the lines, I literally saw Ryan like... Like, I also went like, because I was like, okay, this sucks.
Well, the end game for that one was really interesting, though, because instantly Ryan hit us with the Curse of the Gambler's Feet.
Yeah.
Which
that was just to annoy you guys.
It was really annoying.
It was so annoying.
Basically, do you want to explain it?
Yeah, basically, we had to roll a singular die. Part of the deck, it comes with a dice that we get to carry, but we had to roll a singular die, and we had to take a step for every, like, you know, what number we got on the die. So Zach would just roll, okay, 5. One, two, three, four, five. We did this. Mind you, we're doing this in public. It's like, I don't know, 7 o'clock. So there's still people on the road, and they're just kind of looking at us like this because we're doing like
people crossing the road to the other side of the street because it's just two weirdos rolling a dice in their hands and walking.
Yeah, we would like change up our strategy. We would sometimes do like big like cartoonish steps, like 1, 2, and then sometimes we'd do like little step, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like we would just, but we would say it out loud every time so we could keep track. So we're just loudly 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 2. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like it was just so, it was
taking
so annoying.
I was so glad when I picked that up because I'm like, this isn't actually useful, but it's just gonna annoy you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it also annoyed Isak, to be fair.
Yeah, you know, because because the hiders could see the seekers, and I was tracking Zach, and once I got to Lawrence, for like the entire hour, for me, you just weren't moving. So when we hit you with that card, I just thought you weren't moving, and you were just like delaying the time because you knew I was cold.
Yeah, I also thought that. Yeah. You guys were just gonna wait 40 minutes and then try and find us.
Yeah, that's just so much
because time. Then we would get called. Let's talk about how we ended up finding their location.
Oh yeah.
So we asked you guys to send a picture of the tallest building that you could see from your current location.
Yeah.
And you guys sent a picture, but you made the mistake of not cropping out the house number.
Yeah, so in Lawrence, obviously, if they were on Young or like near like the main street, they could have seen some tall skyscrapers, but they were in the suburbs, so they only had houses. And Ryan took a photo of a house, and he didn't crop out the fact that it said the house number on it.
It was a unique house. It was like very like triangular, and it had this big fan kind of thing on the top of it. So
we could dock
some
right now.
We found the house number
on
Google Maps, and then we turned on satellite view, and we could see the fan thing on top of the house.
Yeah, I thought I was cooking at first because I was like, oh, wait, the photo, you can see the sunset. So I knew it was in a general direction. And then Zach was like, dude, you're missing the bigger picture here. At the bottom corner, it's the number. And we were like, oh,
I mean, I will say, I feel like I didn't notice it, but I also just didn't care.
Right.
Like, there was a reason I didn't, like, wait to send you the photo.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys have fun with that one?
I had fun. Yeah. Even though we got absolutely smushed, I think it was still fun.
It was still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed. Zach and I, we got some weird looks from parents. When in our hiding spot, there were a lot of single parents with their little baby children.
Because we were in...
And we were just loitering.
It's not like we were in a playground or something. We were just like in a public park.
Well, our first hiding...
on a Tuesday.
Our first hiding spot was actually in the parking lot of a building.
Oh, yeah.
And so... it's just like these two, 500-year-old guys just like loitering in, you know, a parking lot when all these parents with their little children are there. They're just like, oh, this isn't good. We don't trust this.
We technically hid in a public park, but we were like behind like a little like building that was there.
Yeah.
And it was like in like an alley, like behind a bunch of houses. And someone was like pulling out and they opened their window. It's like, are you guys okay? And I'm like, yeah, we're playing hide and seek.
Yeah, I definitely thought they thought we were like doing drugs, and then Ryan goes, "No, we're playing hide and seek." She goes, "Oh, okay." She drives off, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm an adult."
See, next time we do hide and seek, we need to up the antes, and then more people will be asking us like, "Oh, are you guys okay?" Like, you put on like makeup that makes you look. No, put on like makeup and like cat ears. Put on cat ears, and. And a maid outfit. Put on cat ears and a maid outfit and then look scared. Like, you look scared and horrified. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, are you okay? And you're just like, they're after me. You know what I'm saying?
Just got off your local strip club. What the heck,
I think that would be pretty fun. All right, so...
I did ask you if we could use disguises. And Ryan's like, I mean, technically, yeah. So if we do this again...
I mean, we could.
I have
like...
some fake mustaches.
Bro, I'm 10.
I mean, okay, the thing is, it's like, if you use the disguise...
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be that useful.
Why?
But how funny would it be if you have to you have a trench coat and like a hat and we don't know it's you, so we have to like poke you to see if it's you. You know,
yeah. Start poking like it's a random homeless
guy. I mean, exactly, because like you have to hope for a veto that you save for the photo of you.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you send them a photo of you. Then it's cooked if you see that they got cat ears and a maid outfit, you know?
Yeah, you just take the costume off. Yeah. You just take the photo naked.
I was going to say, could you just not just, like, change your outfit and then put it back on?
Whoa, dude, you're thinking. Ryan, how did you? How did it feel like searching for Zach and I
for 4 hours?
How did you feel?
I mean, I was pretty jet lagged, but I also felt like out of my depth.
What? What the hell? That's crazy.